From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More than 600 African migrants at sea for 9 days after Italy and Malta refused permission to allow their vessel to dock arrived at the Spanish port city of Valencia Sunday. Carlene Clager is with the French charity Doctors Without Borders.
To refuse to allow 630 desperate people to disembark in a port of safety, it cannot be stated as a victory. It's shameful.
The migrants aboard the Aquarius, along with two Italian warships, were picked up off the Libyan coast. After Italy and Malta refused entry, Spain's new socialist government agreed to take them in for 45 days. Dr. David Bevers-Luis said some were in desperate condition.
We had several patients come on board with near drowning. During the rescue, over 40 people fell into the water, and quite a few of these people sustained near drowning events in which they aspirated seawater and came out of the water not breathing. Fortunately, our team was able to resuscitate these people. In particular, I'm thinking of a young Nigerian man who, when he came to us on board the deck of the Aquarius, was altered, unconscious, and not breathing.
The illegal migration issue has become a divisive issue across Europe. German and French leaders are expected to discuss the matter Tuesday ahead of a broader European Union summit later this month. In Nigeria, at least 20 were killed, dozens wounded in multiple suicide attacks in the northeast town of Demboa. The attacks occurred late Saturday as people celebrated the Eid al-Fitr holiday. Security officials said the attackers used rocket-propelled grenades and explosives. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Boko Haram is suspected of having carried out the attack. This is VOA News. Fighting is reported for control of the airport of the vital Yemeni Red Sea port of Hodeidah between Houthi rebel defenders and pro-government forces, led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Civilians by the thousands have been forced to flee their homes. This man, Yahia Tanani, said he and his family were forced out 3 days ago following airstrikes. They now live in a school where there is no electricity and no bathrooms. The UN is trying to broker a ceasefire. In Afghanistan, the Taliban Sunday ended a 3-day ceasefire while the Kabul government decided to extend its truce to the end of the month. RAND Corporation analyst Jonah Blank said President Ashraf Ghani is trying to break the stalemate with the Taliban insurgency.
It's tried every way of either fighting its way out or negotiating its way out. So now President Ghani is trying to figure out a different path.
So for a second time in 2 days, a suicide blast proved lethal. Sunday, at least 18 were killed during celebrations in the eastern city Jalalabad, dozens wounded in an attack suspected of having been carried out by Islamic State. There were over 100 casualties in a similar blast in the city on Saturday. Pro-business candidate Ivan Duque won the second-round presidential election in Colombia Sunday, beating out leftist Gustavo Petro. That could mean change to a 2016 peace agreement with Marxist rebels. Jennifer McCoy is a Georgia State University political science professor.
You know, I think they're particularly concerned about justice in the accords and what kind of punishment former FARC guerrillas would face, as well as their participation in the political process.
The 41-year-old Duque, Colombia's youngest leader in decades, has said the agreement was too lenient on rebels. In Guatemala, search and recovery operations have been halted for victims of the June 3rd eruption of the Fuego volcano, in which at least 100 dead officially died. Nearly 200 are still unaccounted for. The search area is said to be uninhabitable and at high risk as the volcano continues to rumble. Defending World Cup champion, world number one ranked Germany Sunday lost its match with Mexico 1-0, placing its advancement in the competition in doubt. Ernesto Canto was among the Mexican fans at the match in Russia.
I'm so freaking happy. This World Cup is going to be our time. So you will see. I feel like a champion already.
Brazil, meanwhile, also struggled, reaching a 1-1 draw with Switzerland. In professional golf, American Brooks Koepka was able to repeat winning the prestigious U.S. Open for a second year in a row Sunday.
You know, to have my name on there twice is pretty incredible, and to go back-to-back is even more extraordinary.
Koepka, the first golfer to repeat at the U.S. Open in 29 years, turning back Englishman Tommy Fleetwood, who, by the way, matched the lowest score in tournament history with a 7-under par 63. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.